All right, so here's
that,
a quarterback.
That kind of helps that. But
I got a quarterback question for you then, because both of my – it's technically it's a semifinals. We go to week 17 in this other league I'm in.
Okay.
But so it's a semifinal game, and both of my quarterbacks I feel are good plays. I can only play one, and they're in the same game, and that is the Indianapolis Colts at the Oakland Raiders. And I've got to choose either Andrew Luck on the road going up against the Raiders defense or Derek Carr at home going up against the Colts defense. I mean, I like it because I feel like there isn't a wrong decision to make, you know,
right.
In a way.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Even if you can't suggest who maybe should be chosen, maybe you could help me out in what factors I should, you know, put the most weight in when determining this this decision.
Yeah. Well, Derek Carr's had that dislocated pinky the last few weeks, and it looks like he struggled a bit since that injury. He hasn't taken one snap from under center. I know that's something that's been key, is it's affected their run game a little bit, which in turn is going to kind of hurt your pass defense or your pass offense a little bit. So over the last 2 weeks, he's got one touchdown and one interception. So he struggled a bit the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
Indianapolis, I don't know, you know, the momentum they might have after, you know, beating down our Vikings team last week might, you know, kind of help propel them. And it sounds like the Colts might be getting Dante Moncrief back.
That would be huge.
Which is only good news. And for Andrew Luck, the last few weeks, he's, you know, the last 3 weeks he's got 8 touchdowns. So
cool.
They're in must win mode too, if they want to, you know, keep pace to try to win that the AFC South with the Texans having one game on them. So
right. So
they need to win this game more, especially more than Oakland does. Oakland's looking more long term, you know, because they've made the playoffs. They, you know, they're looking at more seating and positioning than anything. So,
right.
I'm not gonna make the decision for you, but for me, right now, the way they're both playing, I might be going with Luck.
And that's who I've got in my lineup for right now. But it was just it's one of those decisions I wanted to make sure that I looked at it from all the angles and, you know, took my time with it and didn't just throw somebody in there without thinking about it. So you brought up the running game in Oakland too. I was inclined, just looking at this matchup on paper, to think Latavius Murray is a fairly good fantasy play this week, but maybe he's not. What do you think on him at home going up against this Colts defense with, you know, a quarterback who's got a bum finger?
Yeah, he's played well. I like Murray this year. He's finally kind of broken out a little bit. You know, after some higher expectations, I don't know if he'd call it a breakout, but he's had some pretty good games, especially as of late. You know, he's had three touchdown games and a few 2-touchdown games. He had 81 yards last week. He didn't get in the end zone. I know he got stuffed on like a 3rd or 4th and goal, which would have been really big for his fantasy output. But he's fared well overall. I mean, if you last week he had 13 rushes for 81 yards. But then he only had one reception, which he's been kind of catching the ball more than usual. So, but before that, before last week, he's the previous 3 weeks before that, he had over 100 yards and a touchdown. He had 2 touchdowns the week before that, and then a touchdown. So, and then some receptions to go along with it. So he's been a big focal part of that offense.
Yeah.
I like him this week, especially down the stretch. So he's a guy for me that I think you should, I think people should be rolling with.
All right, awesome. Let's stick with the running backs then. A couple of the big names I like this week. I like LeSean McCoy at home against the Dolphins. What's going on with Melvin Gordon? Is he back there in San Diego? No injury issues anymore? Good to go.
Gordon's a guy that. I'm just going to double-check and make sure I'm not feeding the wrong information here, but sounds like he didn't practice, so
okay.
I wouldn't go into it expecting him to be good to go.
Okay.
If I'm the Chargers at this point, you're not going to make the playoffs, and if you don't want to risk any further injury with him anyway. So, for me,
That's a good point.
I wouldn't rely on him, and if I was them, I'd probably just shut him down. There's no point.
Sounds like music to my ears if I'm a Phillip Rivers owner, though. You know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, plus Phillip Rivers and some of the receivers they got, they might be some good options.
Sure. Some other running backs I like. Like, I like DeMarco Murray against the Jags defense. Knowing how good the Jags are against the pass, especially, I think that that just bodes really well for both Murray and Henry to have decent fantasy stats in that Titans-Jags game. Don't sleep on Henry, the backup there. He's great at vulturing those touchdowns. I would feel good about plugging him in at a flex option or running back two if I had to this week. Let's see what other ones. Lamar Miller at home against the Bengals. He's been doing really good too lately. But then there's a couple big names I'm not too excited about this week that have done fantastic in fantasy this year, and that being LeGarrette Blount of the Patriots. They're at home against the Jets, who have a very, very good run defense and a terrible pass defense. And then David Johnson of the Cardinals, who is on the road in Seattle, going up against the Seahawks defense. Any thoughts on any of those names that I just mentioned?
No, about David Johnson, you're starting him no matter what.
Of course, right.
I mean, the guy hasn't had less than 100 yards from scrimmage all season. He's literally had 100 yards from scrimmage or more all season. In the league I'm looking at in ESPN in terms of fantasy numbers, the lowest output he's had all season was 15.9.
Wow.
The rest has been he's got a 42-point game, 32, everything 38. I mean, the guy's just been phenomenal.
Wow.
He's got to be the, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I'm assuming he's the number one. Him and Le'Veon Bell are probably the number one and number two, or 1A, 1B fantasy players this season. So you're going with David Johnson no matter what. He's the reason you're in the fantasy, the championships this year anyways, if you do have him.
Yep.
No team would scare me at this point with him. He's their focal point on offense. But the LeGarrette Blount one does worry you a little bit. I mean, the Jets are out of it. You know, they're not going to make the playoffs, so they might not be quite as determined, maybe. I'm not sure, but that's a good point. So he's a guy that I'd be a little bit worried about.
It's more his reliance on the touchdowns, I think, that lead me to be just a little leery on playing him this week. But
no, that's a great point. But yeah, talking about running backs, the guys I really like this week, I like Jordan Howard for Chicago.
Okay.
Going up against Washington, they haven't been very good against the run. I think guys like I like Jonathan Stewart against Atlanta.
Sure.
Me too. They ran the ball really well last week in their game on Monday night. One other guy here that I'm really into. We talked about Devontae Freeman. All the big names, you know, the Le'Veon Bells, Ezekiel Elliott, LeSean McCoy, those are all guys you're starting. Todd Gurley goes against, as bad as they've been and as bad as he's been all season, he gets to go against the San Francisco 49ers this week. And I know they got beat by them, I think it was like week one last, or to start the season.
The Niners' one victory this year.
Yeah, their one victory, which is pretty embarrassing for the Rams, but I think, you know, with how bad they've been against the run, this could be one of those breakout games. This could be the first game Todd Gurley rushes for over 100 yards this season. So that's something to keep an eye on if you're looking for a flex option, because right now Todd Gurley's probably not a guy you've been relying on at this point in the season.
Sure.
But if you still have him, he might be a good flex option for you this week, or RB2.
I love it, because that's the name that I was just going to throw at you before you mentioned it. Because I seen, wait a minute, he's going up against the Niners, and their run defense has been just epically terrible pretty much the entire year. So that's got to be, you know, that's at least worth taking a shot on. Although, if you used your first-round pick on Todd Gurley, I don't know how many of those you know, owners are playing for a championship this year. But if you draft well, if you draft deep, you know, and get value in your other picks, you probably still, you know, got a good chance at it. So very possible that that investment, that big expensive first round investment that you made in Todd Gurley that you've been trying to overcome all year, maybe it pays off for you this one week in your fantasy championship game.
just one time, that's all you ask is one time.
Exactly, just that one time. All right, well, let's shift our attention to wide receivers here quick. Who stands out to you when you look at the schedule and the matchups this week at wide receiver?
Well, I mean, there's a game going on that just started. The Giants, I like right. Odell Beckham. I think he's – my guess is – I mean, obviously this is going to come out before – but I'm watching right now, and Beckham's going to be a guy you want to start. He had a big game last week, and I think he's just getting better as the season's been going on. So
as the team's getting better, it seems like.
The team's played really well since the beginning of the season. Beckham's obviously a must-start. Otherwise, you know, you like your normal suspects, you know, Antonio Brown, Mike Evans. We talked about the Colts, T.Y. Hilton. Let's see here. A lot of like difficult matchups. Otherwise, Alshon.
That's what I was thinking. That's exactly what I was thinking. Looking at the schedule, I'm like,
there's some tough matchups. I kind of like Julian Edelman this week against the Jets.
I like Edelman a lot. Also, that's the name I was going to bring up.
It's just scary though. It only scares me for the fact that somebody Malcolm Mitchell's come on for them, and he's played well. So that might be another guy that Deion Lewis has started to get back in the mix. So those could be some guys that take away a little bit of what they've been doing in the past game. But I expect Julian Edelman to be the guy with Gronk out too, and Martellus Bennett. Martellus Bennett has been a beneficiary of that too, so he's a guy to keep an eye on for tight ends, but. Receiver-wise, like we had just talked about, it's a tough sledding right now. Brandon Cooks had a monster game last week, which killed me in one of my leagues.
I was gonna ask you about those Saints wide receivers at home this week against the Buccaneers. Yeah. Buccaneers with a better defense than a lot of people have given them credit for, I think, up until this point in the season. But that Saints offense at home for the majority of the year has been, you know, extremely impressive and putting up a lot of points and getting a lot of yards. Do you think that Cooks, Michael Thomas, you know, maybe even a Willie Snead, but mostly Cooks and Thomas, you think those are good plays this week at home? I like them both, to tell you the truth, but for whatever reason, I like Michael Thomas just a little bit more. Maybe it's his size or his, you know, just being able to be a bigger red zone target type of thing. But I don't know. I like both of them this week, actually.
Yeah, we got to stop agreeing this week because I was thinking the same thing. he's played really well, and he missed a game against Tampa Bay the first time they played. So that, I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing for him, whether, you know, then they didn't get a chance to really see him play live. That could benefit him, so. And then they're always throwing the ball anyway. So, yeah, that's a good point. I like him a little bit more than Cooks, I think. Still be more worried about Cooks potentially. And I think Cooks might be an easier guy to shut down than Michael Thomas is right now.
Okay. Another receiving core I'd like your thoughts on is the Detroit Lions playing in the Monday night game on the road against a Dallas Cowboys secondary that's been, on paper, their one weakness. So far this year is defending the pass. Stafford still got some issues with the finger, I'm assuming. Do you think that the Lions are going to be able to have some passing success? Will that be Golden Tate? Will that be Marvin Jones? Or will it be nobody?
Well, yeah, it's been Tate the last handful of games, the last like four or five games. It's been Tate. So I wouldn't think it'd be anyone otherwise. Other than him right now, just the way he's playing, Marvin Jones has definitely fallen off and hasn't been quite the guy that we saw early in the season.
Yeah.
I mean,
more of a situational guy now, I think.
Yeah. Yep. And then Anquan Boldin's on as another guy who's just kind of hit or miss. You know, you hope you get a touchdown from him. So for me right now, it's Golden Tate. Golden Tate or bust with that wide receiver crew. But yeah, so that's how I look at it for me. And then I'd take a look at Theo Riddick at running back too.
All right.
Plus they're in Dallas too, so that might play a little bit of a factor for sure.
Sure. And again, that's the Monday night game. The day before that, when we're used to having all the games, we've only got two games, an afternoon game and an evening game. The afternoon game is Ravens at Steelers, and the evening game is Broncos at Chiefs. You know, it might not be, as you mentioned, the best, most exciting fantasy football week as far as, like, guys scoring points and stuff, but, man, just these matchups and, you know, what's at stake in most of these games should make for a lot of entertaining football this weekend. If nothing else, in my opinion. Any sleepers that we haven't discussed yet that you want to touch on before we start making picks and whatnot?
Yeah, we had just talked about the running back, Todd Gurley. I like Kenny Britt, their wide receiver. I think he's really close to being their first wide receiver to have 1,000 yards and It's been at least like 10 years. I think it's been like since Torrey Holt.
I was going to go back to the days of Flipper Anderson, just to be funny.
but no, like I really do think it's Torrey Holt. So he's got a great matchup against San Francisco. Jared Goff sounds like he's going to be good to go. I don't know how that's good or bad.
Yeah,
For Britt, but at the same time, I think he'll still get his share of targets. So that's a guy that, to me, that could be a sleeper this week for them. We had touched on Taylor Gabriel earlier. Robbie Anderson. And Edelman. Robbie Anderson for the Jets going against New England. He seems to be Bryce Petty's go-to guy right now, especially with Brandon Marshall banged up. Darren Sproles just scored a touchdown for the Philadelphia Eagles. But as we speak, but Robbie Anderson, the wide receiver for the New York Jets has pretty much turned into their de facto number one especially with Eric Decker being out for the season. He's been out for a while, and then Brandon Marshall's been banged up, so it's been Robbie Anderson the last few weeks. He's got a few touchdowns and put up some pretty decent numbers.
Okay, one last sleeper related question. Who's carrying the rock in the backfield for the Niners this week against the Rams? Is it Carlos Hyde? And if it is, should I consider working him into my lineup if I'm a Carlos Hyde owner?
Yeah. The Rams surprisingly have gotten worse and worse as the season's gone on in terms of stopping people.
Yep.
He struggled a bit against Atlanta last week, but he still had 13 carries for 71 yards, Carlos Hyde did. But the week before that, he had almost 200 yards against the Jets. And then he had just under 100 yards against the Bears the week before that. So he's been playing well.
Just under the radar.
Under the radar, but they've been getting him involved a little bit in the passing game, too, in that Chip Kelly, like, fast-paced offense. So I like Carlos Hyde this week against the Rams. I expect him to be one of their lone bright spots.
Awesome. Well, I think we've went over just about everything we can here, and we should probably start putting our Monopoly money where our mouths are and make our final set of picks here this season to determine who is the, you know, ultimate guru here until next season on the War Room. And, yeah, it's like I said, I was very lucky. If I wouldn't have won last week, you'd have... That was it. There was no reason to even play another game this week. I'm at least thankful for that.
You pulled the opposite of the Vikings, so...
I did. I had production from everybody.
You did what you had to do.
It was weird. Yeah. It was weird. Like, nobody had a huge game, but everybody had a good game. And I don't... That's rare for me, at least when we're doing this. So I guess if you don't mind... you know, since it's so important, and I clawed my way back into this, can I make the first pick?
Of course. You have at it.
All right. Oh, boy. Well, this is tough. I mean, you know, the position alone, do you go... So cliche that you always go running back first in fantasy football. You don't have to do that. I'm just saying. But oh man, I think I'm going to start with quarterback, and hopefully the whole let's save Melvin Gordon for next year, you know, is in full effect, and I'm going to ride Phillip Rivers in Cleveland against the winless Browns to just throw it all over the place for 400 yards, 4 touchdowns, and 4 interceptions. Something like that, but I'm going to get enough out of the yards and the touchdowns to make those picks worth it. So I'm going Phillip Rivers.
All right. I like that. That's a good pick. I know you got really excited about that. Not that you were excited that Melvin Gordon's hurt, but
right,
the
right.
fact that how much better that could be for Phillip Rivers going against Cleveland.
50 attempts. 50 attempts.
Yeah. So I'm – oh. No, I almost – I don't want to do it. No.
You can do it. It's the last show. I mean, man, there's no rules.
I know, right? You know what? I'm going to go with – I'm going to go with the NFC South. I'm going to go with Jameis Winston. I think he could have a pretty monster game going against New Orleans, and I think they're in must-win mode, so I'm going to go with him.
I can't disagree with that any week. I've had him on multiple teams this year, and he's done really solid for me throughout the entire year. Well, why don't you go second then? Snake it around with a running back or a wide receiver.
Yeah. We talked about him before. Ooh. You know what? I'm gonna go with Devontae Freeman. He had a monster game last week. I think he's gonna be kind of my bigger name guy.
Hey, it's championship week for us, so you know, yeah, we can pick the bigger names this week. That's all right.
Right.
Well, I got three names that I'm really liking for my running back. Four, but I don't want to make Lamar Miller my guy 2 weeks in a row. Just doesn't feel right. So I've got it narrowed down to Latavius Murray, Carlos Hyde, or Todd Gurley. And I think just about anybody can run the ball against the Colts, and they want to control the time of possession, make that Colts offense as one-dimensional as possible. So I think I'm going to lock in Latavius Murray of the Raiders as my running back this week.
Okay, and if you're an Eli Manning owner, he just threw a pick six. So,
way to go, sorry, everyone who's got the Philadelphia Eagles defense.
Right? If you had started them this week, good for you. I know they played well at home, so there's a big difference there. So if you made that matchup decision, good for you. But yeah, you're going to go with Latavius Murray. I like Latavius Murray a lot. He's really good. Well, why don't you keep it moving with the wide receivers?
All right, sounds good. Oh, boy, plenty of... As we touched on, the so many matchups for wide receivers are just not favorable at all this week. Really slim pickings when you know, just trying to go for an obvious, easy guy. I like Jarvis Landry, as I always do, just about every week. But the guys I'm mainly considering or looking at would be Kenny Britt. You talked me into him. A Michael Thomas. Or a Brandon Cooks type, or as much as I don't want to do it, and so I'm not going to, even a Devontae Adams or a Jordy Nelson. But we're a Vikings website, and I bleed purple and gold, so I'm not going to do that.
Yep.
I'm going to go with Michael Thomas of the Saints. He's the guy I wanted the Vikings to draft anyway in the first round instead of Treadwell. It's been a very bittersweet "see I told you so" type of season in those regards for me, so I'm gonna stick with him to make it one more week yet.
Okay, well, this is probably gonna upset you a little bit, but I'm gonna go with the guy you mentioned earlier. I'm gonna go with Julian Edelman.
There you go. Yep.
I think he's gonna be a decent guy, or should I go a little less?
No, you should go Edelman, because now that you mentioned that, I should have picked Edelman. But so no, you should take him.
I was expecting you to go after.
I was going to go there.
And,
yeah, for some reason, my eyes just kind of passed it on the screen here. So I'm locking you in for Edelman?
Yeah.
All right. Well, why don't you finish out the tight ends then?
Ooh, do I go with my guy from earlier, Double H, Hunter Henry against Cleveland?
He had a
Cleveland.
Nice touchdown last week.
Yeah, and he goes against Cleveland, who's been terrible against tight ends.
Yep.
You know what? I'm gonna like we talked about bleeding purple and gold. I'm gonna ride or die with him. I'm gonna go with Kyle Rudolph.
All right, that's a very respectable pick this week. I can't argue that whatsoever. Boy, I'm looking at tight ends. I like who you just mentioned, Double H, Hunter Henry in San Diego to at least find the end zone once against that Browns team. I don't know how many yards he'll get, but I expect him to find the end zone once. Martellus Bennett with Gronk being out at home against the Jets. That's another fantastic pick, but for some reason I don't want to go there. I think I am going to go with a guy I don't think I've picked all year for anything. I'm going with Hooper from the Falcons.
Okay.
Hoping that, you know, the combination of who's in and who's out and stuff like that, you know, work for him. Last week, that was kind of my thinking with Brait last week as well, and it worked out. So I'm trying to transfer it over.
Back-to-back results. I like it.
Awesome. And before we shut down shop for the final time this season, you sparked a thought in my mind about, well, I don't know, 20, 30 minutes ago, and you brought up David Johnson and his numbers, him and Le'Veon Bell, just on the season. If we as, you know, fantasy football sports media were allowed to cast a vote for the fantasy football MVP of the season, using whatever criteria you want, maybe you vote for a guy because he was usually an 8th or 10th round pick and he's one of the top scorers, you know, or maybe you just vote for the guy who's got the most total points, whatever your criteria is. Who do you feel has been the most valuable fantasy player for fantasy football owners this year? If you had a vote to cast.
Yeah, I mean, we had mentioned Matt Ryan earlier. I think he's, you know, you're talking about a guy who either didn't get drafted in some leagues or, you know, was a late, you know, 10th round type pick at quarterback. He'd be one of those guys, if he's not even, he'd be considered like a regular season MVP in the NFL. Mm-hmm. But I think for fantasy too, I think he could be definitely in that conversation. I like him a lot. And then David Johnson, I mean, I love, as much as I love Le'Veon Bell, him missing four games kind of loses that for me.
I agree. I agree completely on that.
That's 4 weeks where you had to make up that kind of production. Mm-hmm. Obviously, it was worth the wait, but at the same time, you know you could have lost, you know, a few of those games because you didn't have someone like him in your lineup. So he's a guy I'd rule out for MVP just because of that reason. But it'd be David Johnson or Matt Ryan for me.
Okay, I think the other name that I would have to strongly consider voting for, other than those two, would be Ezekiel Elliott with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yep.
Everybody had him in that top five going into the draft. I was a little leery just from the, you know, rookie standpoint of it all, and he has every bit lived up to the hype. I'm going to use that as kind of a tiebreaker, you know, living up to hype, because that's hard to do, especially when it's your first crack at the NFL, you know, ever.
Right.
So I think that's where I would go. But, yeah, David Johnson, that's a really hard one to argue to. And Matt Ryan, like you said, the value you got out of that guy this year, if you drafted him in round 10 or if you picked him up off the free agent wire, you know, in week two or however you got
him.
You know, that's just been a great move. Well, unfortunately, that's it for us, Miles.
Yeah, it is.
But
one thing you can always do, though, for people out there listening, you can always follow us on Twitter, you know, interact, ask us questions into the off season. But at the same time, I would love to hear some feedback or love to hear things that people would love to see us do next year.
Absolutely. Completely agree. And I'm hoping that at some point in time in the summer, maybe late July or early August, me and Miles can get together and do a pre-draft, special extravaganza where we kind of go over player rankings and, who changed teams and, you know, stuff like that for you.
Yep.
But, yeah, make sure to follow us on Twitter. Facebook, all that good stuff. Vikings Digital Diaries is the easiest way to connect with us on social media. However, if you're on Twitter, as both of us are from time to time, you can reach Miles at MilesGorham85. That's MilesGorham85. Or you can reach me, Scotty Ball, at BDSTShow. Well, I'll probably be sending you a message on Sunday night or Monday with some final totals and letting you know who reigned supreme here between the two of us. But Miles, I just got to tell you, I've really enjoyed doing this podcast with you every week that we've gotten the chance to do it. Just getting to talk sports with you and getting to know you as well. You're an awesome addition to Vikings Digital Diaries, and I thank you a ton for doing the show with me every week.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure, man, and I appreciate it, and I've had a lot of fun.
All right. Well, for my co-host Miles Gorham, I'm Scotty Ball, wishing the Vikings the best of luck against the hated Green Bay Packers this Saturday, as odd as that is, and wishing you all, fantasy football owners, the best of luck in hopefully your championship quest this week 16. And until next time, I'm Scotty Ball saying, Skol Vikings!